Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Man pleads guilty to knife assault at Sundance Lounge, faces up to 10 years. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 56-year-old man could face up to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to aggravated assault in connection with a knife incident at the Sundance Lounge earlier this year. George Panetta admitted to pulling a knife on a 38-year-old man during an argument on April 30th. As part of a plea deal, prosecutors will recommend 9 to 10 years in prison. Witnesses told police the altercation began after the 38-year-old confronted Panetta over inappropriate comments he allegedly made about the man's juvenile daughter. A bartender said Panetta appeared aggressive and tried to get around another man who was intervening, all while holding a knife at his side. Multiple witnesses, including employees and patrons, described the knife as jagged and said Panetta appeared threatening. Surveillance footage confirmed the reports. Police later found Panetta nearby with a folding knife and signs of heavy drinking. He was arrested but became hostile and uncooperative during booking, according to court records. Sentencing is expected in the coming weeks. Governor Gordon celebrates Brookmine opening, touts Wyoming's role in energy innovation. Governor Mark Gordon marked a major milestone for Wyoming's energy industry Friday, issuing a statement during the ribbon cutting of the Brook Mine Carbon Ore Rare Earth Project, the first new coal mine in the state in over 50 years and a key development in rare earth mineral production. Gordon praised the project as a sign that Wyoming continues to be a leader in energy innovation, highlighting the state's role in expanding critical mineral industries and advancing national energy security. He pointed to the Trump administration's recent push to unleash American energy, noting its impact on Wyoming, where new rare earth exploration sites and extended coal plant operations are driving economic growth. Gordon also emphasized growing international interest in Wyoming's energy products, particularly during recent trade missions to Taiwan and Japan. He said demand for Wyoming's coal, gas, trona, uranium, and rare earth minerals remains strong. He concluded by commending state and federal leaders for recognizing Wyoming's strength in the evolving global energy market. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.